he said. Yeah.
Welcome. It's 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. The Twilla City Council is meeting in a business meeting that is being held at Twilla City Hall in the Council Chambers located at 90 North Main Street in Twilla, Utah. We are also streaming this electronically on the Twilla City YouTube channel. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'll please rise and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Our next item is a roll call. Councilwoman Manzione.
Present.
Councilwoman Gochis.
Present.
Councilman Hansen.
Present.
Councilman McCall.
Present.
I'm Councilman Brady, and I'm present. Item three is our public comment period. We invite the public to address the council. We ask that you state your name into the mic, keep your comments to 3 minutes or less, and then sign the paper by Shiloh. The time is now the public's.
Good evening, Council. I've been tasked with presenting some funds to the animal shelter from Oakley, Emmett, Cash, Cooper, Brianna, and Taylor. And the card reads, this is a donation for the Twilla Animal Shelter from the Mini Squeeze Lemonade Stand. And I think those of you who live in Overlake know about the stand. Mm-hmm. And the kids do it. They gave half of it to Meals on Wheels at the county, and the other half they wanted to donate to the animal shelter. And I count it $218, which awesome. Is actually That's pretty great. Cool for those kids to do that. And I guess they do this every year.
They do,
yeah.
So there are some good people in Overlake.
A few.
Oh, I forgot. Y'all live there.
Thanks, Dave.
That's impressive.
And I also have a gift for you. I'll bring it up. I didn't want to bring it down and back up.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Snacks.
I was told this is some really good homemade stuff.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. I've had her homemade candy.
Thank
it's
you.
Great.
It is.
I bought some from the Mini Squeeze Lemonade Stand.
Yes. Good stuff. All right, anyone else from the public? Seeing no one else come forward, I will close the public comment period. We'll move on to item four, which is resolution 2025-75, a resolution of the Twilla City Council approving change order number one to the 2025 roadway maintenance project. Schedule B with Staker Parson Materials and Construction, presented by Jamie Grandpre, the Public Works Director.
Good evening, Council. It's been about a month. I haven't been here for a while, so I got to get back in the swing of things. This is Resolution 2025-75. When we put together our mapping for our chip seal project for this summer, there was two sections of roadway that got set to the side. We were thinking of trying to do a mineral bond, HA5, to those two sections of roadway. However, we were found that with the mineral bond, they wanted a chip seal done prior to that. So now we're back to try to add chip seal to those two sections. One section was on 2400 North from about 540 East to the end of the street, which was done as part of the contingency money that we had in contingency. And then the 2000 North from Aaron Drive to 400 West. Now, we are going from Aaron Drive to 400 West. From Aaron to SR36 is a little bit beat up and needs more than just a chip seal to it. So we're just going to go Aaron and head west. And the same on 2400 North. We went from 540 East to the end. We didn't go from SR36 to 540 as we have some development that's going to happen in the future. So they're going to be digging the road up, so no sense of digging a road up that's already been chip sealed. And there's going to be some changes to the traffic signal at 2400 North with some striping and stuff. So we didn't want to mess with any of that stuff until all that stuff takes place. So that's the two sections there. So we did get a bid from Staker, who is doing our chip seal work. They did give us a bid of $144,778. $5.45 to do that chip seal, and we set a contingency of $7,250 to accomplish that. Staker did say they could come back later in September. As the weather stays, hopefully stays decent, they can come back and finish that chip seal and get the 2000 North done. Some of that roadway is in need of a chip seal. If we get a chip seal on it soon, we might be able to save it so the rest of it doesn't look like the Aaron Drive East portion that's starting to fall apart pretty bad. So, and traffic's just going to gain on that street with a new high school and everything else that's going on in that area. So with that, I can answer any questions that you may have.
So will you still do the mineral bond after or
we'll
not?
We'll put the mineral bond on next year's roadway maintenance schedule. So it'll be fine. If we get a chip seal on it now, it'll be fine. It'll be fine until next spring when we can do HA5, and then we'll do HA5 to it. And that should take care of that road and do a really good finish coat to that road and hopefully give it a good 7 to 10 year fix.
Nice.
And not have to dig out asphalt. As you know, on some of my previous roadway digging out asphalt projects, tends to get pretty pricey. So trying to do these treatments to save money and not have to do roadway asphalt change outs.
That's good.
Great. Any other questions or comments? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve Resolution 2025-75, approving change order number 1 to the 2025 roadway maintenance project Schedule B with Staker Parson Materials and Construction.
I'll second.
We have a motion from Councilwoman Manzione and a second from Councilman McCall. We'll take it to a vote. Councilman McCall?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilwoman Gochis?
Aye.
Councilwoman Manzione?
Aye.
I'm Councilman Brady, and I vote aye. That passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. Item 5 is Resolution 2025-76, a resolution of the Twilla City Council authorizing the Twilla City Purchasing Agent to dispose of surplus personal property, presented by Shiloh Baker, the City Recorder.
Thank you, Council. We have, the fire department has 6 used, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, Sumitomo tires that came off of the 2020 Ram brush truck. When they rebuilt that truck, they put larger off-road tires on it, and so there are 6 tires that they would like to surplus. We would first like to offer that out to other entities in the county first, and then if there's no interest, take it to a public sale. We'll start with an asking price of $150 each, or for the set of 6, $900, or best offer for them. They are, obviously, they are used tires, but they're still in good condition, and it will cost us money if we dispose of them. And so we would like to see if someone would like them first.
Great. Any questions or comments? Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion. We approve Resolution 2025-76, a resolution of the Twilla City Council authorizing the Twilla City Purchasing Agent to dispose of surplus personal property, the 6 tires.
I'll second.
We have a motion from Councilman Hansen and a second from Councilwoman Gochis. We'll take it to a vote. Councilwoman Manzione?
Aye.
Councilwoman Gochis?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilman McCall?
Aye.
I'm Councilman Brady, and I vote aye. That passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shiloh. Item 6 is Resolution 2025-77, a resolution of the Twilla City Council approving an agreement with Arrow Landscape Construction LLC for the Twilla Library Xeriscaping Project, presented by Chase Randall, the Library Director.
Good evening, Council. Good to see you again. So this resolution and agreement is for the north side of the library property, so right that is right up next to what I guess used to be a school, but now it's a bunch of condos. This is for that grass area there. And this, what we're going to do with this section is take out the grass and then put in the nice decorative rock that matching that same style that we already have on the north side of the building. And this will save on maintenance costs, save on water especially. And then we are also making room, if it's in there, that we're going to plant 3 trees probably next year. We'll coordinate with Parks and Rec Department. And they'll put just a drip line to those three trees. So this is just continuing to help ensure that the library remains beautiful and that we're saving on long-term maintenance and watering costs. So if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
So the remaining sod will be on the east side and the south side of the building, like coming around?
Yes, so there will still be sod on the east and south side of the building. I'm working with the mayor to maybe see what we're going to do with that. We are going to, I want to keep at least a section of sod just as a recreation area, especially if we do some programs and stuff outside. And then I've been in talks, and obviously with whoever the next mayor is, about some plans I have for the other sections. So I'm excited for the future and to keep beautifying the library and setting us up for long-term success.
It looks great. I drove by this week, and it looks really nice.
It does.
Good job.
And I hope to have the sealed concrete project to you soon as well for the other park strip.
Great.
Okay.
Quick question. It, on that north side, it's not enough room to put parking over there, is it?
So we could put like diagonal parking stalls. Mm-hmm. The problem would be is that there is a drain on that side as well.
The drain is there. Yep.
And I had looked at that when I first came in as the library director. I talked with Paul about it, and it would be probably like at least $100,000, if not $200,000, to add all that.
Oh, it's okay.
And most of the time, the library, like, we don't use all of our parking. Like 99% of the time at the library, the only time we actually use all our parking is Wednesdays from about 11 a.m. to noon or 1 p.m.
Story and time.
I can't justify that much for that little benefit. So.
I'm good.
Okay. Okay. If there's no other questions or comments, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2025-77, a resolution of Tooele City Council approving an agreement with Arrow Landscape Construction for the Tooele Library Xeriscape Project.
A second.
We have a motion from Councilwoman Gochis and a second from Councilwoman Manzione. We'll take it to a vote. Councilman McCall?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilwoman Gochis?
Aye.
Councilwoman Manzione?
Aye.
I'm Councilman Brady, and I vote aye. That passes 5-0. Item 7, invoices and purchase orders. There are no invoices and purchase orders tonight. Item 8 is our minutes from the August 20th, 2025 work meeting, August 20th, 2025 general vote canvas meeting, and the August 20th, 2025 business meeting.
Okay. I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second, or he will.
We have a motion from Councilwoman Manzione and a second from Councilman McCall. We'll take it to a vote. Councilwoman Manzione?
Aye.
Councilwoman Gochis?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilman McCall?
Aye.
I'm Councilman Brady, and I vote aye. That passes 5-0, and we're adjourned at 7:13 p.m.
Is that a record?